The Big Enormous Present by Tina Williams. Read by Julian Butler.
The Big Enormous B-I-G-B-R-E-S-E-N-T. The Big Enormous, the Big Enormous Present.
One cold winter morning, Jack found an enormous present in the school playground. He showed the present to his friend Dot. They wondered who it was for. "It's big," said Jack. "It's huge," said Dot. "It's massive," said Jack. "It's enormous," said Dot.
The Big Enormous B-I-G.
The present was so big, they had to get a ladder so that they could climb up and read the label.
"It's the biggest present that I've ever seen. The biggest present that I've ever seen. The Big Enormous B-I-G. B-R-E-S-E-N-T. The Big Enormous, the Big Enormous Present. It's the biggest present that I've ever seen. Where did it come from?
The label said, "Polly Perkins." Jack and Dot were disappointed. They weren't sure if they liked Polly. They didn't play with her much. Polly seemed different to most of the children at school. Polly didn't have a proper school uniform like Dot's. Her gran knitted her school jumpers and socks and made her school skirt. When Polly arrived at school, the first thing she saw was the present. She was so happy that it was for her. Jack and Dot tried to guess what was inside. "A castle," said Jack. "An elephant," said Dot. "A football pitch," said Jack. "A swimming pool," said Dot. Polly untied the ribbon, lifted up the lid, and looked inside. "It's not just one big present," she said. "There are lots of presents. Coloured boxes with labels on them, and things inside that rattle." The first label said, "For someone with cold hands." Inside was a pair of warm woolly gloves with a matching hat and a scarf. Polly put them on. Polly was loving the feel of how cosy her new clothes were when along came Mrs. Dix, the school lollipop person. Sorry for Mrs. Dix. She thought about her standing on the school crossing in the freezing cold.
"Each day is a long day. Each day is long and cold. It's tiring when I've got this stick to hold. So I dance to keep the cold away. So I dance through the day. Storm.
there's a job to do. So I dance to keep myself warm. You should try it.
Gloves on to keep your hands warm, said Polly to Mrs. Dix. There's a scarf and hat as well. They were inside that big present. Look! Mrs. Dix looked at the big, enormous present.
Big, she said.
Huge, said Polly.
Massive, said Jack.
Enormous, said Mrs. Dix.
As she happily walked off, wearing the new gloves, scarf, and hat. Jack and Dot were cross.
Polly, you are silly. The present was for you. You've given your new clothes away. Now what will you do?
My gran can knit me some more, replied Polly.
Jack and Dot wanted to know why Polly lived with her gran, and she explained that her dad was a soldier working in another country a long way from home.
That's dangerous, said Jack.
I know, said Polly. I hope he comes home soon. I miss him.
Jack wanted Polly to open another present. The message on the next box said, "For someone who likes reading." There was a huge book inside, and Polly sat down to read it. Just then, Mr. Carter, the school caretaker, arrived. He was on his way to visit his grandson, who was having a birthday party.
Mend the fuses, fix the doors. After school clubs doesn't leave me with much time. Chairs need moving, wash the floors. Have to clean up for when you get here at 9. It's hard to keep up when you're moving around.
Grandson loves to read, said Mr. Carter. I need a birthday present for him, and he'd love a book like that.
Polly felt sorry for Mr. Carter, going to a birthday party without a present.
When you leave here, I lock up. By the time I get there, all the shops are shut. It's hard to keep up when you're moving around, and I put my feet up when I can. It's hard to keep up when you're moving around. I'd be dreaming of the things I'd do if only I had time on my hands.
You can give your grandson this book, she said. It was inside that big present. Look.
Mr. Carter looked at the big, enormous present.
Big, he said.
Huge, said Polly.
Massive, said Dot.
Enormous,
said Mr. Carter, as he happily walked off with the book for his grandson tucked under his arm.
Dot and Jack were cross.
If you were going to give your book away, said Jack,
You could have given it to me. Polly, you are silly. The present was for you. You've given your new book away. Now what will you do? Polly thought that Jack and Dot were being rather nasty, but she replied, I'll go to the library. My gran takes me there on the bus.
I've never been on a bus, said Dot.
Jack asked Polly if her dad had a car.
No, said Polly.
But he has a tank.
I've never been on a tank, said Dot.
Polly opened another present, and inside was a large tin of chocolates. The label said, for someone who deserves a treat. At that moment, the dinner ladies, Mrs. Roberts and Miss Jem, arrived to get the school hall ready for lunch.
Forks go on the left, and knives go on the right, and children have to sit up straight before they take a bite. On Fridays there is always fish for lunch, and the peas go everywhere with every munch. There's a place for everything, everything in its place. There's a place for everything, everything in its place.
Mrs. Roberts was upset. Her husband was in hospital. Polly thought it would be a lovely idea to give her the tin of chocolates to take to her husband, as he was ill. The chocolates were in that big present. Look, she said.
There's a place for everything, everything in its place. There's a place for everything, everything in its place. There's a place for everything, everything in its place. There's a place for everything in its place. Everything in its place. Everything. There's a place for everything, everything in its place. There's a place for everything, everything in its place.
Big, said Mrs. Roberts.
Huge, said Polly.
Massive, said Miss Jem.
Enormous,
said Mrs. Roberts, as she happily walked off with the chocolates for her husband. Jack and Dot would have liked the chocolates.
Polly, you are silly. The present was for you. You've given all your chocs away. Now what will you do?
I'll think about how Mrs. Roberts' husband will enjoy a treat, said Polly. The next present was so big that they all had to lift it out together. The message said, for someone who loves to paint. It was an easel with a tray full of paints and paintbrushes. Polly was excited. She started to paint a picture. She painted Mrs. Dix wearing her warm gloves, Mr. Carter with his book, and Mrs. Roberts with her tin of chocolates.
Mr. Brown loves to paint, said Jack, who was getting used to the idea of giving presents.
Polly took her painting off the easel to give to Gran, and then went inside the school to hide the art easel and paints for Mr. Brown, her teacher, who would be retiring at the end of term and have lots of time to paint. It would be a lovely surprise for him. When Polly was inside, Jack and Dot decided to open the last present. The message said, something to share.
It's a scooter, said Jack.
It's lovely, said Dot. Shiny, said Jack.
Silver, said Dot.
I'm going to ride it, said Jack.
He rode round and round.
Let me have a go, said Dot. Quick, before Polly comes back.
Polly was not happy to find that Jack and Dot had opened her last present.
Dot tried to hide the scooter behind her back, but the handlebars stuck out on one side and the wheels stuck out on the other side. "You shouldn't have opened my present without asking me," said Polly. "We thought you wouldn't mind," said Jack. "We thought we were your friends," said Dot. "Friends don't take things without asking," said Polly.
"Friends don't lie. Friends don't hurt you. Friends don't steal from you. Friends will be there for you. Friends don't cheat. Friends don't laugh at you. Friends will always be friends, whatever. And friends who aren't friends to you aren't really friends.
Friends don't call you names. Friends like you just the way you are. They don't care what you look like, or if you live in a big house, or if your dad has a car, or if your gran knits your jumper. Friends think about how you feel. They care. Dot started crying.
"I've got a bad feeling in my tummy," she said.
"We should say sorry," suggested Jack. "Then we will all feel better." Jack and Dot said, "Sorry." "No more nasty little rhymes," said Polly. "No more laughing at my clothes, and no more of not letting me play." Jack and Dot promised that they would be good friends to Polly. And then they all looked at the scooter and wondered what to do about it. "The message on the box said something to share," said Jack. "Yes, it does," said Polly. "So why don't you share the scooter? Take it in turns to ride it and to have it at home. And then at school, you can share it with all the other year twos." Jack rode off on the scooter. Dot then thought of Polly. "What about you, Polly?" she asked. "What will you have?" "I can have some rides on the scooter," said Polly. "And don't forget the big, enormous present. You can get lots of games out of the box." "It would make a good castle," said Dot. "And if we turned it on its side, we could have a door." They were looking at the present when they saw a tiny box. So tiny that they must have missed it. The label said, "To my special daughter, Polly." "Only box inside the present with my name on it," said Polly. She opened the tiny box and found a note inside. She then started to cry. "What's the matter?" asked Dot. "Why are you crying?" "The note's from my dad," said Polly. "He's safe. He's back home, and he'll be picking me up from school this afternoon." Dot was so pleased for her friend Polly. She knew that the tiny present was really the biggest present of all. "Big," she said. "Huge," said Polly. "Massive," said Dot. "Enormous," said Polly.
The big, enormous B-I-G. Where did it come from?